paragraph Yud Aleph. Now, again, not coincidental, obviously, we're in the week, today is, for posterity, today is Yom Rishon, and it's, I believe, Vov Teves, or Hey Teves. This Wednesday is going to be Asorah B'Teves, the yard site of Rav Nosson Zal, number one, and also the fast day of Asorah B'Teves, which is related to the topic of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a little bit of current events. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze b'chinas gimel shvois shel ubein ha-mitzorim shemisablam b'hem al churban beis ha-mikdash. Everything we're speaking about here is also tied into the 3 weeks, which is called bein ha-mitzorim, between Shivos or B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, when we mourn the destruction of the beis ha-mikdash. She'oz hoya b'avoynesenu harabim iker hisgabrus koyach ha-machrichim shem ho'akum shomdem aleinu v'chrivu ha-beis ha-mikdash. She'shom iker koyach ha-moshech. That's when we saw one of the greatest uprisings of Koyach HaMachriach, which is the nations of the Goyim who rose up and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which is one of the main centers of Koyach HaMoshech. V'hichrichu es Yisrael begolus begashmias v'ruchmias. And they forced the Jews away from the Koyach HaMoshech into exile, both physically, they physically drove us out of Eretz Yisrael, and especially spiritually. And all of this is the result of the Chet Egel and all of our sins throughout all the generations. And this is why the custom is that when we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there are some tzaddikim who used to do this even when they said Tikkun Chatzos. They would say it on the ground. They would sit on the ground, you know, and say Tikkun Chatzos there, but we know halachically, on Tisha B'Av, there is a requirement of a person sitting lower than they normally sit, you know. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we sit on the ground, on the offer, especially on Tisha B'Av. Just a note while we're on the topic, that I saw and heard from the tzaddikim in Breslov, Rav Michal Zichron Avrocha, Rav Yechaim Zal, that in Breslov, that was not the custom generally, that when they said Tikkun Chatzos, they would not sit on the ground and or put ashes on their head, as is brought, even though it's brought from the Ari HaKodesh, from the Mekubolim, they would say Tikkun Chatzos religiously. That was one of the highlights of their day, but not literally sitting on the ground. She'oz ikra churban, Tisha B'Av is the main time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, she'yoshvim al ha'ofor, we sit on the ground, on the offer, kianu makirim shiflosenu. We recognize how low we are. Sheyoradnu ad offer. We've gone down to the ground, to the dirt. Bebchinas kishocho leofor nafshenu. Our soul is bent over to the dirt. Vize biatzmoi hu tikvosenu. And this itself is our hope, our Yeshua. Ki ofor hu bechinas koyach ha-moshech kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Ayin and Likut Imran that this halach is based on that ofor is the koyach ha-moshech. The gravitational force is from the ofor. The ofor is where the gravity pulls everything towards itself. Vze bechinas hisnari me ofor kumi. And with this we understand the pasuk that says, shake yourself off, me ofor, from the dirt. Kumi, rise up. May offer daika. The word may offer means from offer, meaning shayde bechinas offer shebechinas koyach ha-moshech ayde ze tokum v'yizbatel koyach ha-machriach shem koyach nosobogos. May offer, through the offer, through the power of offer, which is koyach ha-moshech, through that you'll be zoche to rise up again and to eliminate the koyach ha-machriach, which binds us in exile, which has us tied up in exile. V'zeo b'chinas hispatchi moisrei tzavorech. Open up the ropes that are tying your neck, the leash like. Moisrei daiko. B'chinas koyach ha-machriach. These are all examples of the koyach ha-machriach. Sheroitze likshar b'moiseiros ugsharm, which is trying to put reins on us, which is trying to tie us up and pull us, schlep us away from Hashem. Rachmona Litzlan. Ki be'emes, Be'ez hatikun ein tzrichen leishev al ofer mamish. Kedei lahagber koyach ha-moshech. Because the truth is, at the time of during the time of tikun, we don't have to sit on the dirt in order to strengthen the koyach ha-moshech. Ki hatzadikim heim anovim be'emes. Because the true tzadikim are the ones who have the greatest degree of humility. They make themselves like ofor. They consider themselves like ofor, as low, like dirt. Even though they're not physically sitting on the dirt, on the ground. Because the tzadikim, like we said earlier, they are above the ofor. They're above the koyach ha-moshech of the ofor. Ki kol koyach ha-moshech sheba-ofor, ha-koyel nimshach milamalo, mi-nishmas Yisrael, shem ikor koyach ha-moshech, shakol nivro b'shvilam. Because the koyach ha-moshech of the dirt, the gravitational force of the dirt, draws its power from the souls of the Jews, the neshamos of Yisrael, which are way, way, way on high, which is the source of Koyach HaMoshech, where everything was created initially for them, originally for them. V'zeh ha-Koyach HaMoshech sheba-ofor, me'achar shanimshach lemato l'zeh ho'ilam, whereas the Koyach HaMoshech that's found in the ground, in the dirt, which is in this physical world, because it's in the physical world already, it has good and bad in it already. It's not pure, pure koyach ha-moshech in the highest spiritual sense. Ki kol ha-taivois v'hamidois nimshach me-hofor. Because all the physical desires, all the taivois rois and midois rois, also come from ofor, from earth, from earthliness. Shehu klal ha-dalad yesoidois shemehem kol ha-taivois. Because again, ofor is a composite, in a sense, of all the four yesoidos, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, from which all the taivos come from. Ki Ofor mono de koila. Mono de koila, because the Zohar Kodesh says Ofor is, in a sense, a levush, a composite of all of them. Ki boze hoilam hakoil nisarev and isbalbel, because in this physical world, everything has gotten mixed up and mumbo-jumbo together. Because even on a physical level, when it comes to craftsmanship of making vessels, kelim, mi she'enoi boki heitev bohomnus, eni yadea ezek koyach ha-moshech ve'ezek koyach ha-machriach. A person who doesn't know, who hasn't studied properly engineering or science, the different chochmas that he needs to make this machinery, to build these machines and everything, he doesn't know which is koyach ha-moshech, which is koyach ha-machriach. It's easy to mix, to confuse them sometimes, to know which is the plus, which is, again, a person studies in electricity, one of the first things he's got to learn is which is the plus, which is the minus, which is Moshech, which is Machriach. Ki gam koyach ha-machriach nase koyach ha-moshech. Because at times the koyach ha-machriach becomes koyach ha-moshech. Ki oisin oisei bu'umnes, shieloi koyach limshech lehefech. Because they use chachma, craftsmanship, to take the koyach ha-machriach and make it have a koyach ha-moshech, at sheze moshech lekan v'ze moshech lekan, so that this one is pulling in one direction, one is pulling in a different direction, at she'ein yoidin eze koyach ha-machriach v'eze koyach ha-moshech, to the point where a layman can't necessarily figure out which is moshech, which is machriach. You have, for example, pulleys, those people that learn about it in school. These pulleys, which are made up of all kinds of different ropes, and some are going up, some are going down, and you don't know, unless a person studies it and understands it properly, he doesn't know which is Moshech, something that looks like it's going in a downward direction, but really that's lifting this tremendous heavy weight up, in fact. And it's through this combination of Moshech and Machriach being used with tremendous Seichel, that's what brings about the results that this heavy machinery or these complicated machines are able to produce. Ki yadua l'bekiyim b'hem, as is known to those who are knowledgeable in these machines. Mi kol shkein v'kol shkein binyan klal ha'odom. How much more so and more so when we speak about mankind. Shehu ish ha-Yisraeli, especially when we talk about a Jew, shebishviloi nivra ha-koil, for whom the entire creation was made for him, kidei shiagbia v'yamshich ha-koil ha-sharosh ha-yelim b'yeser seis, so that man should be able to elevate everything and draw everything to its heavenly source, to its roots, to make it bring it to a higher level even than originally. Shekol ha'olamos tluyim bozeh, whereby all the worlds are dependent on this. V'chulam tluyim ukshurim zeh bozeh v'zeh bozeh b'umnes nifla shleitz b'reishis, and all the worlds are connected and interconnected with incredible wisdom, the way Hashem has done it. Ubora hakoil bishvil habchira, and Hashem created all of it for the sake of bechira. Sheikar habchira yidei sheyesh bohodam b'chinas koyach hamoshev koyach machriach, and the main bechira is by the fact that within man there are these two opposing forces working, yetzer toiv and yetzer hara, moshech and machriach. V'zeh moshech lakan, v'zeh moshech lakan. One is pulling in this direction, the other one is pulling in the opposite direction. Umigoidel koyach habchira. And because of the fact that this koyach habechira is so great, and the koyach habechira is based on the fact that the truth is hidden, that the truth is not obvious. What's the truth? Hashem, the tzaddikim, the Torah, is all hidden. Al kein koshe lamoid haladover. That's what makes it so difficult for a person to really, really understand what's going on. Leida, mihu bechinas koyach hamoshech digdusha, umi lehefech. To be able to know who is the real koyach hamoshech of kedusha, who is the true tzaddik, and who's the opposite. Umishom kol habechira. And that's the whole foundation, that's the whole source of bechira. Al kein ho ikar shetzorech odom levatel es atzmoi bechol pam. Therefore, the most important thing is that a person has to nullify himself at all times. Velizkoer shehu ofor, and to remember that he comes from dirt. He is dirt. Ki yisoidoi me ofor, he comes from ofor, v'soifoil ofor. His foundation is dirt, and he's going to return to dirt. And the person has to try to nullify himself to the highest degree to the true koyach hamoshech of kedusha, which is the tzaddik, the Torah, Hashem, shehu lahamshech atzmoi lemekoyer hachayim, which means to draw himself to the source of life, lahaboyrei hayochid yisborach v'yisala, to Hashem, the Creator, v'yeda shekol hatayvois vabilbulim kulam hem bechinas koyach machrichim, and he should know that all the evil desires and all the confusion of this world are all part of the koyach machriach. Afal pi shemedamin atzmon lekoyach hamoshech, even though they make themselves attractive, appealing, they seem to have a draw, they seem to be moshech to be drawing the person, but really they're pushing the person away. Away from what? Away from life. Away from Hashem. Ki ho'odom b'tivoi nimshach tomid achar kol hatayvois. Because a human being, by nature, is drawn constantly to all the tayvois of this world. Aval ho'emes yoidea kol ish Yisrael she'ein ze koyach ha'amishach amiti. But the truth, each and every single Jew knows deep down, that's not the true koyach hamoshech, v'loy bishvil zeh nivra odom, and that's not for what we were created for. Rak me'oitzem gashmius odom, u'meiribui hu avoinois nishapich etzloi ad shenidmeloi shezeh koyach hamoshech. It's only, unfortunately, as a result of how much we get involved in the physical world, and as a result of all of our sins, things get turned upside down, to the point where it appears as if that's the koyach hamoshech. We seem to be very drawn to that. V'tzorech lahachriach atzmoi l'shaber zeh hakoyach v'limshech atzmoi lemes. And the person has to twist himself, to force himself to break this power and to draw himself to the truth. Asher be'emes shom ikar koyach hamoshech, which is where the true koyach hamoshech lies. the true drawing power. וכשירגל עצמוי בזה, and when a person will get used to that, when a person will get used to favoring his neshama over the body, when he'll get used to drawing himself towards kedusha, towards the right things, shezeo bechinas rotzoin shehizhir Rabbeinu Zal Moed. This is the concept of rotzoin, having the right kind of rotzoin, which Rabbeinu Zal warned us about this tremendously. He spoke a lot about this. Dahainu sheech shehu yizgaber tomid beritzoinois v'kisufim chazokim limshoich atzmei l'shoroshoi, meaning that no matter what, no matter what level the person is, no matter how far he really is from kedusha, the person should try to activate, to bring up a desire inside of himself, a strong desire and a strong yearning to go to his roots, to his true roots, which is his neshama, the kisei hakavod, the kedusha. And if a person will do that, bevadai yizgale loy hoemes, the person will definitely be zeuche that the truth will be revealed to him, v'yeda heichon koyach hamoshech amiti, and the person will realize where the true koyach hamoshech is. Sheyuchal lemoshchoy lesharoshoy u'mekoyroy shenechzav nishmasa misham, which has the power to draw him to his source, to the place of origin from where his neshama comes from, which is the throne of Hashem. V'ho'ikar hu shiflus. But Rav Nosson Zal says one of the most important prerequisites for this is humility. V'shelo yeh roidef achar hakovod, for the person not to be chasing after honor and respect and recognition, the recognition of this world. K'me'achar sheroyeh shehatayvois mizgabrim olav kol kach, when a person sees that his yetzahara, his evil inclination, is so strong that these physical desires of these of this world, these illicit desires, illegal desires, are so powerful inside of him, roy loy shal kol ponim lo yirtze bekovod. It's only proper that the person at least shouldn't think he's worthy of great honor and great respect. Look where you are. Look where you're holding. You're not such a respectable person. Look what's going on inside of you. V'yeda shiflusoy bemes. And for the person to realize how low he really is, that he's earthly and that he's so steeped in gashmius and he still has all of these nonsensical desires and stuff. Ki shoyresh hakoil hu kvoid Hashem yisborach shu shoyresh kol abriya. Because the foundation of everything, the source of everything, is Hashem's honor, Hashem's glory, which is the foundation of the entire creation. Vishom ikar koyach hamoshech, and that's where the true koyach hamoshech is. V'alkein ho ikar sheyivatel kvoidoy neged kvoid Hashem yisborach. And therefore the most important thing is for the person to be able to nullify his own kavod completely on behalf of the kavod of Hashem. In other words, to put aside completely any desire for honor, respect, and not to get insulted if something doesn't go his way. V'yeda shiflusay bemes, and to realize how low he really is. V'yosem atzmoy ka'ofor, and to consider himself mamish like dirt. The Meforshim tell us that dirt is something that everybody steps on. People step on it, and it responds by giving them all kinds of good things, vegetation and food and nourishment and life, life itself. V'oz yizgaber koyach hamoshech amiti. And if a person will do this, if a person will be zoche to true humility, then he'll be zoche that the true koyach hamoshech will wake up inside of him, and it'll become strong. Shehu b'chinas ofor adigdusha, which is the offer of kedusha, limoshech tomid el hoemes, to be always drawn to the truth, to the right things. Aval tomid ein tzrichen leishev al hofor mamish b'shvil zeh. But a person doesn't always have to mamish sit in the dirt in order to achieve this. Ki adarabah tzrichen daiko lohorim atzmoy l'sharoshu elyon. But on the contrary, a person has to draw himself to his heavenly source. So in other words, on one hand, he's trying to pick himself up. He's trying to go high, high, high to reach for the stars. V'afal pikein, yeda shiflusoy adofor. And at the same time, realizing how low he is, that he's mamish, he comes from dirt, Odom from Adoma. Bibchinas bimkoim gdulosoi, shomat hamoitzan sanusoi. Just like the Torah says about Hashem himself, that where we see the greatness of Hashem, that's where we see Hashem's humility. Vizeh bechinas hokitsu varananu shoich neofor. And this is what the Pasuk says, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. And the Gemara says, Mishenase shochein loofor bechayov daiko. Those who make themselves like neighbors to the dirt while they're living, they consider themselves as if they're dirt. Shafil begoidel hachius. Shehu chai chayim amitim ba'asolos niflois sheze ikra chayim. Even when he was experiencing the highest level of spiritual life, which is true life, achieving high level understanding of Hashem, hoyeshochein laofor. Despite that, he was very humble. He considered himself like dirt. Ki bemkoim gedulosoi hoyeonov biyoser. The greater he became spiritually and closer to Hashem, he became more and more humble. V'ze ikar ho'anovo ha'mitius. That's true humbleness. Aval ato be'eis ha'churban tzrichin lahashmil chatzmoi al ho'ofor mamish. But now, on Tisha B'Av, when we speak about Tisha B'Av or times like that, a person has to mamish throw himself into the dirt. It's literally lahakir shiflusenu, to recognize how low we are, ayde zeh. But through that, by sitting on a low chair, you know, leida she'anu munochim ad ofer mamish, to know that mamish we're so low, it's like we're lying in the dirt. Ki kol hataivos sheboim migash miyosof or moishlam adayim, because all the physical desires, the base desires, which come from the physicality of this world, are still controlling me. I see they still have a power over me. Al kol ponim. And at least to be willing to admit that I don't deserve to be highly respected. Look where I am. I'm still such a magushim. I'm still such a weakling that these physical desires have a control over me. And we're obligated, we're required to feel low, like the dirt itself. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yitain be'ofor pihu ulai yesh tikva. He puts his mouth in the dirt, hoping maybe there's hope.